Ali Velshi, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, let's check in on another city confronting COVID-19, Chicago, where cases are rising, supplies are scarce. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker extended the state's stay-at-home order through the end of April. Claudia Morell from member station WBEZ is here. And Claudia, chilling numbers. Illinois reported almost 1,000 new cases and 42 new deaths just yesterday, most of them in Chicago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she expects a peak in the next 2 weeks. So how is the city preparing?
Yeah, as you can imagine, the situation here is escalating. And I remember the first case was, back in March 6th when we had our first, tested positive case of COVID-19 here in Chicago. And so the city has been very proactive. We did a shelter in place right around St. Patrick's Day. And then I believe like right after that weekend, they closed the bars. And you know how in some cities like New York and San Francisco and L.A., they have ships that are docked off the coast. Well, here we are turning one of the convention centers, McCormick Place, which is south of the Loop, into a temporary hospital that is going to hold about 3,000 beds.
And you have hotels housing first responders. Now, we know that Governor Pritzker says the state is competing for federal supplies, not getting enough. We remember when President Trump said in one of his briefings that he told Mike Pence not to call certain governors because the president felt they weren't appreciative. Is this a feud between Pritzker and Trump, and how's it affecting the state?
So I think like most governors, there's been a sort of frustration here by the governor, Governor Pritzker, with Trump. I think he said that the president was guilty of leadership malpractice and that, that the federal government isn't, someone that we can really rely on right now. And so the state is trying hard to use the resources it has and partner with companies here locally to help, deal with the crisis. So like one example is Abbott Labs, which is based here in Illinois, and how they are going to start doing more rapid testing for the virus.
And we just want to mention, we know that BEZ reported that some residents had no running water because the utilities, the city, turned their water off for lack of payment. But Mayor Lightfoot has put a moratorium on shutoffs. It's just that those who had their water turned off, it's still off, so they can't wash their hands. We'll follow that. BEZ political reporter Claudia Morell, thank you.
Thank you.